What can you guys tell me about Ollie?
Good, you used Ollie, because that's what most people... and it does stand for the OSHER, Lifelong Learning Institute, which is this national sponsor, mm-hmm. along with OSU. And as we said before, it's on all the college campuses, but it's for people who want a non-credit course, learning just for the fun of it, and we do have fun. So, but it's college level courses over a huge spectrum of offerings. This year we've got 25.
Oh wow!
Different classes that will meet, like 2 hours a week, like 10 to 12, or 1 to 3, or 3 to 5, one day a week for 6 weeks. That's our semester. It's a short semester, but
COVID has cut things just a little bit short, and I can imagine you guys have had plan around that just a little
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're meeting, all classes meet online this fall because of COVID. Yeah.
Okay.
Just to keep us safe. Because, as I say, the classes are designed for the retirees. However, if we don't do an age check. So if you're younger, you're still welcome.
Awesome. That's cool. And the online format that you guys are you using Canvas, or what's the platform for
Zoom.
You guys? Zoom.
Yeah,
Zoom classes. Zoom. That's awesome. That's been a pretty high platform for a lot of people this year.
Right. And there are options, as I think we mentioned. If you're shy, you do not have to be on camera. You can simply listen in, have your name displayed probably, but not a picture. But you can watch other people, you know.
Right.
So there you go.
And what kind of classes are you guys offering this semester?
We touch on all subjects. We're going to start off with Doris Day movies. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
And what you'll do is you'll have to view the movies online, and then in class they'll discuss it, and they'll put the link on there so they can go to that. There's some, those starts on Monday, the 21st of September. And then they have some different, like, informational, different types of instructors. Like, there's the good to know that there's going to be on Thursday, and the race riots in Tulsa. There'll be all different things. We have, like, on senior health, history, just all kinds of topics, heart, and...
why don't we just take them day by day and see how far we can get through them?
Yeah.
At last time we were on, we mentioned those old Doris Day movies, The Man Who Knew Too Much, The Pajama Game, Pillow Talk, of course, Calamity Jane, and some others. I haven't seen them all myself, so I'm looking forward. And then the question of craft, we talk about high art, or, you know, quilting and carpentering. Tulsa Race Massacre, done by the guy that's in charge of the whole program, so we'll get the skinny on that for sure. And politics and policies will be different experts, probably from both sides of the spectrum, or however many sides there are currently. That's our Monday class. Oh, and the TED Talks. And last time I couldn't remember what the third one was. It was for technology, TED. And entertainment and design. I had to look it up. Yeah, who knew? But we will also, and that TED Talk is going to be like global world issues, you know, hunger and poverty and things that are going on with the court system, things like that. The Tuesday classes, you have the end of the Cold War and the birth of the present. That's the, I'm going to read it, what it has here. Ideological, strategic, and political motivations that influenced events between the United States and the USSR. Remember that group? As well as the broader geopolitical, religious, and economic forces that undermined communism's appeal worldwide. So it's going to be a look back at what it was between the 50s and current days.
Awesome.
It will also explore China's rise to global power and the rebirth of liberal capitalism and the creation of an uncertain present. And that will be a professor and author, David Prentice from OSU. And another Tuesday class, you want to talk about Nita's class?
The spice oils?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to talk about the different spices. And we've had in the past cooking classes, but this is where they'll learn about different spices and how to use them with simple dishes. And it's kind of an interactive thing. That instructor is, oh my gosh.
Yeah, her first name's Nita. Let's just go with that.
A journalist and cooking enthusiast. She's teaching that.
Yeah. And another class on Tuesday is medication safety for seniors and caregivers. How many medications do you all take daily? Think about it. On average, and this surprised me, seniors take 15 to 18 medications and multiple over-the-counter products. And that can be confusing and sometimes dangerous, you know. Mm-hmm. So this class will provide an overview of basic medication safety and review of drug interactions and side effects. And the guy that's going to teach it is a board-certified geriatric pharmacist. How about that?
Wow.
So, and the next one, they'll just alternate.
Okay. And then we have, it's titled Tulsa United Way, but it'll also talk about, Oklahoma City, Stillwater, Bartlesville, and Tulsa are all part of this network. And so they'll talk about it in different, these different cities too, so it won't just be about Tulsa.
Okay, and then another Tuesday class, the last one is Theater Through the Ages. And that would take us from, you know, back to the Greek dramatist, clear to the lights of Broadway and the West End in London, and our own wonderful local community theater, and our community treasure, Joe Sears. And I was in some of the plays that they put on up in Dewey at Giz's Cafe.
Awesome.
It's wonderful. So we will explore theater and how it grew out of storytelling and religious origins and indoctrination and the creation of societal norms. So that will be done by a theater local actor, Ruth Charnay. Local to Stillwater, not to Bartlesville. Okay.
Then we have Oklahoma Originals, which is talking about different people in Oklahoma. Doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, outlaws, cattlemen, beauty queens, just all different things in Oklahoma history. And that's going to be instructed Johnita Mullins. She's an author and Oklahoma historian.
Another Wednesday class, this is for the artists, watercolors, but it's for people who have no background and want to experiment with learning a new skill, and the translucent watercolor paints and different techniques. You'll be creating washes, working with wet into wet, wet into dry, to create whatever you want it to look like, and learning how to use masking fluid and using everyday items like salt and saran wrap to get different effects on your painting. And Tandy Mehmet is going to be the artist who teaches that. Oh, and by the way, this class is one of the few where you have to provide your own materials, and you'll get a list when you enroll online. And be sure and warn us so we can go through that enrollment stuff before the program's over.
Right.
We're plowing through all these classes.
Yeah, you guys are going through really fast, and we're actually getting pretty close on time, too. But I didn't know if there was anything else that you wanted to mention before we started wrapping up the show.
Well, one that I particularly want is the poetry class. What kind of times are these? It's going to examine poetry, and we've had some wonderful Ollie classes done by our own Morris McCorvey here in town, who I know there's big demand, because we had guys and gals both attend these classes, 30 and more, you know.
Right.
So creative writing, there's going to be a class there. Oh my gosh.
You guys got quite a bit of information there.
Pastels on art and the Supreme Court. Thursday, why don't we just run through the very quick that you can do Thursday, when's the American Photograph. Find it here.
Oh, here we go. Okay, on Thursdays, the American Photograph, and then the Taking the Mystery Out of Senior Living. Yes, that is a mystery. And then, like I said, the Good to Know classes. Then there's a house party, and that's an entertainment thing. They'll have music and different items of entertainment. That's basically what that is. Then the history of Oklahoma City. And, of course, history is history. Then the museums and collections. Armchair Travels, we'll take some field trips to museums and things like that, of course, online. And then we get into the justice thing as well.
Right, imagine justice, race, and protest. Could that not be more timely
right.
in the U.S.? And that's going to go historically from the 20th century. They have 19th, but it was the 20th century when we had segregated schools before that. Didn't need segregation to separate the races. And then LGBTQ life in the United States is going to be a class for those who are interested or parents and friends. So those, you can see this is quite a spectrum. And we're going to do, as we said, all with Zoom. And you have to be a member. Membership costs $40 a year for the basic membership and then $25 a class. Or what is it, $200?
$200.
For the premier, which gives you any amount of classes for all three semesters. We offer classes fall, spring, and summer. So summer one's only 3 weeks.
So if you just take four classes.
Maybe $100. So it mounts up quickly.
It does.
And if people were wanting to pay the $100 to be a member and be a part of these classes, which sound great, by the way.
Yeah.
They go online? Would they need to call
online,
somebody?
You can go online and you can, doing a search, just put OLLI Stillwater. It'll bring up Osher Lifelong Learning. It will bring up the whole catalog, which Amy has distributed here to the libraries and the community centers, so...
And I'm taking some down to the chamber, too. So
great.
You can pick these up. Bartlesville, Dewey
everything.
Libraries, Community Center, and also the chamber.
And you guys can come pick them up here at the radio station, too. I think we've got a couple as well if you want to drop by and talk to us.
We can. And we can leave you some more if you... Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think I might want to learn a little bit more about it, too.
But anyhow, absolutely.
Online, and you can pay by credit card. Or if you want to, you know, you can write them. There's an address on the catalog and send a check, or you can call. There's an office phone number. So all of this should be on the K1 news calendar site,
right?
With a contact thing. And let's see, is there any other question that?
And this is basically, it's been, you know, when you go to class, it's basically been in Bartlesville or close.
Yeah.
Now it's online, so anybody from anywhere.
Yeah. And if you check in a half hour early, we try to get our social hour in at that point. And you'll be, after you're registered, then you'll be sent a Zoom number. And, you know, it's easy. They give you a Zoom class. Ollie will, if you don't know how to use it, you don't have a handy grandchild to help you navigate the web. So, anyhow, we try to make it as easy as possible, and it's such a wonderful way for people to enjoy learning. There's no tests, no papers to write. You know, it's just joy of learning.
We've been talking with Amy Finney and Ann Cleary with Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, or OLLI.
Yep.
Talking about the programs they have, and I believe you guys are starting on the 21st.
That's right, a week from Monday, and 5 days a week. Take as little or as a lot.
Guys, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Unfortunately, we are out of time. And, of course, if you're watching on Facebook Live, you can always watch back if you missed something and want to learn more. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.